Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to your very late, once again, as it pretty much always is, Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Even though we're late, it's still the 25th of June, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So we all know about Apple Pay. We were kind of rejoicing. Yay, it's finally coming to the UK, but there's been a lot of, shall we say, fog that surrounds it. Between supporting banks and retailers, it's now become clear that transactions will indeed be capped at £20. For now, anyways, that's actually going to go up to £30 in September. Woohoo. Now, a lot of people have been wondering what happens when my iPhone or my Apple Watch comes into contact with, say, an older machine. Well, believe it or not, Apple Pay is actually built in to work beyond those limits. It's just not known if the retailers were actually have upgraded their hardware or not so it'll work. So it still could be a nightmare. That's actually called the consumer device cardholder verification method, by the way, if you wanted the technical terms. But being the fact that there's so many big corporations already on board with Apple Pay, probably not going to have to worry about, say, if you go grab a hamburger at McDonald's or, you know, a coffee at Starbucks, something like that. In any case, £20, £30, yeah, that limit still sucks. You're looking for ultra-high definition video from Amazon Prime? Well, it is coming. Yes, Amazon Prime Instant Video is now going to be offering high dynamic range, that's HDR videos, to American customers to start with. Hopefully they're going to roll this out to others, say in Europe, UK, you know, pretty soon. It remains to be seen, though. Right now, you can actually watch the first season of Mozart in the Jungle. Yeah, okay, interesting title there. But if you want to see it in the high dynamic range, you're going to have that Samsung SUHD model to do that. So if you do happen to have one of those models, you're going to see more vivid colors like you've never seen before. Eh, that remains to be seen. Really, this move is just about bragging, right, saying, hey, look, we offer high dynamic range content. And wanting to beat Netflix to it first. All in all, yeah, big step forward when it comes to streaming video, but I'll take content over high dynamic range quality any day. Just saying. We told you about it, and it's now finally arrived. Microsoft Office apps are officially launching on some Android phones. Yes, some. Very few, actually. Yeah, you're going to get Word, you're going to get PowerPoint, you're going to get Excel in the Google Play Store right now, but then there's that catch. Say you've got a 1 gigabyte of RAM on your phone and anything older than 4.4 KitKat, yep, you ain't going to be enjoying the Microsoft experience. And pretty much what that means is a lot of people that have Android devices out there, yeah, a lot of those phones don't even run on those specs. So no, you're going to be out of that Microsoft loop. But if you got one of those more high-end, newer models, say from like Samsung or something like that, of an Android device, yeah, you should be pretty much to go. Although I must say, you're probably not missing much. If you got Google Docs already on there, yeah, you're pretty much good to go anyway. Oh, while we're on the subject of Microsoft, let's talk about XP. Why not? Because so many people are still using it, including the U.S. Navy. Oh, my Lord. Yes, apparently the Navy relies so heavily on Windows XP for a lot of its applications and programs that it's paid $1 million to Microsoft to be able to stay on XP. Oh, why? Steve Davis, he's a spokesman for the Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command in San Diego. He said that the reliance on obsolete technology is costing the taxpayers a pretty penny. But it would end up costing the taxpayers more if they had to switch over to an entirely different operating system. So yeah, the U.S. Navy is still on Windows XP. And they're also still using Office 2003 and Microsoft Exchange 2003. Oh, and Windows Server 2003. The most advanced military in the world. Really? And finally, if you're ready to get down with that someone, say, for the first time, you know what I mean. Ready to, shall we say, make a little whoopee. Oh yeah. Of course, we should always use protection. But a 14-year-old in the UK has actually came up with something much, much better than that. It's actually a condom that's going to change color when your partner has an STD. Apparently, the condom contains a built-in indicator that turns a different color depending on what kind of bacteria is present. And it can also detect the sexual diseases including chlamydia, syphilis, and among many others. I don't think I need to go any more detail than that. No. The 14-year-old said he wanted to make something for detecting harmful STDs so that people would be safer so they could take immediate action. Can't you just see the excitement happening in the bedroom with this one? Ooh, it turned red. Ah, yeah, I gotta go. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully a little bit earlier. It still could be a little bit late, but I'll try to do my best to get it to you as early as possible for the BTN News Show. We'll get you caught up again on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday. Oh, yeah. And thank you so much for listening.